Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
Yes, please tell me.
Vikas, how are you doing firstly after last night?
Last night was a little very big horror actually to tell.
What do you do, Vikas? You run a business, I believe.
Yes.
And where do you live?
We live here in Kaul Versandra itself.
And were you around the area where the riots broke out last night?
Yes, it happened right in front of me.
Are you saying you're an eyewitness of the riots?
Yes, of course. The house next to me only was... My brother's house was completely destroyed.
Destroyed?
Yes, they broke the door. They went inside. They broke everything possible inside the house. They burnt all the two-wheelers. They bought the cars. They smashed it against each other. They were using the big weapons. They're threatening people over here. Up to 40 to 50 people were here.
How did they get weapons in the middle of the night? And how did everybody all of a sudden...
Everything looked like organized.
Is that your intuition, given what you saw, what you observed?
Yes, few people were directing the whole gang to do what they did last night.
Y'all were sleeping, I'm guessing, Vikas?
No, we were not sleeping. Around 9 o'clock, all this scenario broke out in the bus stop.
9 p.m. I thought it was 9. In the middle of the night. Or is that when the videos actually started coming?
It was before 9. It was before 9. 8:30 it started. And then the rest continued till 2 o'clock in the night. The awful house is being smashed. Everything is being smashed.
And all this is because of a Facebook post put up by some MLA?
Not MLA. MLA's sister's son.
Oh, MLA's nephew. Yes, that's what I read. Oh, yes. So, MLA's nephew put up a post and in retaliation to that, they attacked the MLA's house and everybody in the surrounding area unfortunately got sucked into this.
Yes.
How many hours did this ordeal go on? 4-5 hours last night?
More than 5 hours.
I believe it's under control now and over 100 people have been arrested. More than 60
After
cops.
Everything is done, now it is under control. It is not last minute thing. It is just pre-planned. Otherwise, 7,000 to 8,000 people can't come at a shot. Everybody in the TV are just telling that it's only 3,000 to 4,000 people. At least 7,000 to 8,000 people were there in the road.
7,000 to 8,000 people.
Yes, of course.
On the road.
Yes.
And this includes
right
civilians or just the rioters?
The riots, major riot people.
I just spoke to the police commissioner. He says the vehicles, property has been damaged. There were stones being thrown, burns.
Severe damage. The MLA's house has been completely burnt. And the MLA's office has been completely burnt. And at least 10 to 15 vehicles in the bus stop are burnt. And the RO plant for the water, for the public, that has been burnt. Everything has been smashed. And two bars have been burnt completely.
Has the area been cordoned off, security beefed up?
It has been 144 section has been imposed, but still a huge amount of people are there on the bus stop. They are checking their vehicles, they are checking their losses. They all had run away from the place, leaving things at Harris Cutter. Now they are coming and checking their belongings.
This doesn't sound like something that happens in Bangalore, which is why it's very hard to digest. This looks like
what happened in Jammu Kashmir, where people throwing stones at police and police throwing stones back at them. We saw that directly from our eyes, Mr.
Vikas, you take care of yourself. We're genuinely, everyone's just still waking up to this piece of news because, it all started coming out to public view in the night, middle of the night. Have you slept at all, Vikas?
No.
Vikas, take care of yourself. I genuinely don't know what else to say to you.
The situation is quite grief over here. Okay, thank you.
Sorry about this, Vikas. You take care of yourself.
Sure. It's okay. Thank you.
Bye, Vikas.
Bye. Morning number one, baby. This shot. Morning number one, baby.
Every Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. 93.5 Red FM. Baj jaate raho. This shot.